It's the 84th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
And I'm Kevin.
Yo. So this podcast is going to be about 3 days late, I believe.
It is currently a Sunday.
It's coming out tomorrow.
So it is currently Monday.
Just due to basically SakuraCon, it just ended.
Yes.
Like an hour ago.
Yes.
So... yeah, so we were doing photo shoots all weekend, Friday to Saturday, Sunday, just local to the area.
Yes.
What'd you think?
It was good. We had some great people. We met some great people. Shot people the first time, shot people for a second time.
I know, it was really cool because we, for this time, we kind of limited it to the photo shoots to people who live in the area, mostly. Yeah. Just because we live here and they can work with us literally any weekend. So all the people were from out of town, I believe. Yeah.
Yep, right? Everyone we shot.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was really cool. And the weekend was super nice. Like, we've had some poopy-ass weather this year.
Yes, this has been the first nice weekend that we've had. Or a completely
nice. Like a
full
weekend. Usually we have like half a day and that was it. So this whole weekend it was freaking nice. It was sunny. Mm-hmm. You know, it got to like 60.
It was a little breezy on Friday.
Yeah.
But
that was
it cleared up. Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways,
yeah, that's it. No, to clarify with people, because there seems to be some confusion around what we're doing. This year we aren't doing conventions.
Correct.
But because this is our local con, this is our home con, we just couldn't not do it.
Yeah, so we just opened them up during the same
time.
And basically,
that's why we did the out-of-town people, because we are in Seattle. And if you ever do want to shoot with us, it is always, you just email us
whenever you're
free and we can do it. So that's why
we
did.
And we do have people that just are like, hey, can you do something this weekend or this whatever weekend? And I'm like, yep, let's do it. You know, so, yeah. But, it was great. And, I heard, which I've never experienced before because we haven't really truly been in the con center for long amounts of time for the past 2 years,
mm-hmm.
the Washington State Convention Center, but we had someone tell us that, that if you've never been to the Washington State Convention Center, when you walk in and you want to go to SakuraCon, the main floor, or any
ECC,
other, Emerald City, Comic-Con, or PAX, the main floor is kind of like, it has like restaurants and stuff. And people hang out there, but it's not really the hanging outy place. If you want to do anything or go to any panels or go outside in the back area where they do like photo shoots and stuff, you have to go up like 3 sets of escalators, like consecutively. Like, they're right. Like, there's like an escalator, and then you go flat, you walk like 10 feet, and then you go up again 10 feet, and then the third one, you're at the top. I guess because, there's so many people coming through. And just, you know, constantly using escalators because that's the only way you can get to the stuff or leave. They get used and because there's weight on them and stuff, they overheat.
Right.
And so they made people, they would like randomly, which I never experienced that at SakuraCon before.
I have.
You have?
We've seen it. It's kind of unnoticeable when you're just like, well, they're just stopping the lines or something like that. But yeah, it's happened before.
They make people stop so nobody can get on either end, and they let them do like a couple cycles through without people on them so they don't overheat, and then they let people go again. And I'm like, that's just like one of the like 50 bajillion reasons I'm so happy they're going to be adding on to / remodeling the convention center, because I don't like the way that convention center is set up.
It's a pain in the butt for like
smaller things,
like business events. I imagine where you don't have thousands and tens of thousands of people,
like, because the escalators are constantly in use,
right.
Like 100% full of people,
right? It's
like,
what,
there's
two
no...
this year, well, traditionally it's two up, one down. Well, it depends on what events are going on, but it's usually two up, one down, because it's three sets of escalators, so 9 total escalators, right? 3 wide and then 3 sets go 3 floors.
I wouldn't say 9. I mean, okay, yes. Okay, but that's confusing.
Aha. Anyway, yeah. Now, I mean, it's going to be part of the remodel when because they're going to probably make it big and flat like all other convention centers.
I hope so, yeah. It's the convention center is weird for those who haven't been. It like literally straddles like the freeway.
Right.
And so it's cool. It makes for cool views when you're like looking out one of the windows because you're like, above cars and stuff, and then there's like a cool like park attached to it, and mm-hmm. so it definitely has a lot of pros and interestingness, but in terms of handling, like, I can't even imagine what PAX or Emerald City is like in there.
Yeah.
Because Sakura, it's busy. It's like 25,000, but PAX and Emerald go bigger, I think.
Probably.
So, it's just, I'm just ready for it to be.
No, you know what it is? You know what it is? It's because probably PAX and Emerald City do badge checks before the escalators.
Oh, they do. Yeah, they don't let people
That's
in.
That's probably what helps with
Sakura,
that.
Sakura, you can just, as long as you can go up the escalators and then you can go outside because they're like technically like public spaces.
Yes. Yeah.
So, they can't like restrict you.
Yeah.
Or Sakura is more lax about the escalators. Right. At like, I think Emerald City, they're at the escalators and they won't let you go in. But you can access the most of the main floor.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I thought that was funny because I didn't know that was happening, and I was just like, oh dear God, this is why this is so stupid.
Yeah. I mean, it's not scary, but it's weird how fully packed those escalators are all day.
Yeah, because people want to do. Yeah,
I know. Well, it's like that many people are headed in and out of the con at the same. You know.
So Nyx, who is a cosplayer in Australia. Is that weird?
Australia. That watches your stream a lot.
Yeah, I mean, she also listens to the podcast and stuff. Yes. She was my Nyx cosplay, I believe. So if you guys want to check her out, absolutely go do it. So anyways, yes, when I was streaming on Twitch recently, she was talking to me about some weird drama that's going on with a con down there. It's called Supernova, which I've heard of before. I don't know. It's probably really big. That's probably why I've heard of it.
Okay.
Nyx, I'm sorry. I'm like gonna condense this like a lot because there's a lot of information. But basically, there was a Comic-Con that came through recently that set up shop in Australia, and it's called Oz Comic-Con, and they, they had some growing pains, but they've been really successful down there.
Okay.
And from what I've been reading about Supernova, they're feeling a little. It appears to be they're feeling a little scared / jealous of the success of the Comic-Con.
Now, is Supernova an anime con?
It was kind of a pop culture, but it did have a lot of anime stuff.
Okay.
They're feeling, from what I'm reading, it seems like they're feeling a little territorial or like jealous or something. So 10 days before the con, they rebranded themselves.
Oh, okay. That's not good.
I don't remember what it was. Oh, it was called, I think it used to be called Supernova. The full name was Supernova Pop Culture Expo.
Okay.
Now they've changed it to Supernova Comic-Con and Gaming. So they're really trying to focus. They're trying to pull the things that are popular right now, which is Comic-Cons,
right,
which have gotten really popular, and gaming.
Yes.
Which has gotten really popular, you know, with Twitch and everything.
Right.
So 10 days before the con, they rebranded.
Okay.
They announced like changes to the actual convention, and they redid the website, and it's like half broken.
Sure.
Because they're rebranding or whatever.
Yeah.
They opened up the cosplay competitions registration 10 days before the con, and this was Wednesday, and you have to sign up before Sunday. So 10 days before the con, you don't know what you're quite, you know, right. Your plans are probably already mostly set, and then, you know, maybe if you want to compete, you're waiting and waiting and waiting, and 10 days before the con, they want you to sign up, and they don't even give you a week to sign
up. Right, right.
They give you, like, a couple days.
That's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. There's speculation that the word Comic-Con might be copywritten, but they don't know if it's copywritten in Australia, because they're branding themselves as they have the word Comic-Con in their name. So I don't know. I don't know if it reaches that far.
No.
Because San Diego Comic-Con here has the right. You can't.
Well, they have. I don't think you can. No, I think they're fine.
I think so too, because Emerald City is called Emerald City Comic Con. Yeah, I think you just can't call yourself Comic Con.
Right. You can't just call it just Comic Con. Right. You call it something
else Comic Con. Yeah.
Right. Because so it is a generic term. And if anything,
it literally means comic convention, basically.
Right. Right. And nobody would really be that douchey to just trademark just the word Comic Con. That would be a real huge dick move.
Yeah.
Just like how.
Oh, jeez, there's been a lot of dick moves with
what is it?
Trademarks.
The Witcher people, steampunk. They did the word steampunk or something. Oh, no, cyberpunk, I'm sorry.
They copy
or they
did
trademarked
they successfully
it.
Do
yeah.
it?
As the word cyberpunk, because they have a game coming out. I think it's like
Cyberpunk 77
or something. 19,
number.
Yeah, it's a series of numbers.
Cyberpunk number.
Yeah, so they defended
that one. I
didn't
know
one.
That.
Yeah, they got that one, but what is
they
it?
They got it.
Yeah, they got it.
It's not really. I mean, it's a word, but it's not as
right.
It's not
and,
very
and they
big.
Promised not to be dicks about it. They just said like
from.
But
the,
anyway,
from what I know about from you know playing Witcher and reading about CD Projekt Red, which is the company
right.
that made Witcher, they seem pretty cool. I don't know, but anyways,
right. anyway,
I don't
sorry.
Care.
Yes, but I think in this one they could probably make the case that you can't. It's not. It's
sure.
a generic enough term.
This con now doesn't technically include anime anymore. Which the previous, I guess,
okay.
previously did. Pushing the focus on gaming.
10 days before they made
yes.
all these changes, all the vendors are going to be pissed and stuff.
Yes. They, it just, Nyx feels like the reason why the Oz Comic Con's doing so well is because Supernova's kind of quality has declined, and they're
sure.
kind of screwing themselves over, and they keep doing things to make people be like, eh, I'd rather go to this other one if I had a choice, you know?
Right.
Yes, there's something about... hang on. I lost it. Oh, no! So they have they're going to feature an all-girl esports team.
Ugh, okay, this just sounds like they're
an
pandering.
An all-female, okay, that's how people feel that they're pandering.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's all female. So someone in a post said, there's a lot of stuff which is really iffy, like using the idea of using an all-female sports or esports team to say, hey, look at us, we're inclusive, when they haven't taken any steps to actually make the convention safer and more inclusive environment. Then the, our convention is getting a lot of flack recently. Let's talk about how great we are in a press release, also while taking aim at Oz Comic Con. So they're kind of talking smack about the other
right.
one, too. It's just, like, seems very unprofessional, especially, like, and Nyx specifically said, I'm interested to hear Kevin's thoughts.
Well, we already know the direction I'm going to take. Yeah, it just sounds like they're...
It sounds messy.
Well, no, it just sounds... I'm guessing either whoever's mainly, I don't know. So there's probably no investors. Like, cons are usually small-time people, like, putting together events for themselves.
Or they're non-profit.
Are you sure?
I don't know. Either or.
Yeah,
like,
that, exactly.
That's usually
or not,
the situation.
Not-for-profit, yeah. Group.
There are, like, the...
there are for-profit cons.
There
like,
are, like, San Diego,
formally.
Probably.
San Diego Comic-Con, yeah.
WonderCon, what's that one? What's the one that had, like, literally a chain of cons?
Oh,
not WonderCon. I don't know why I said
it's
that.
It's the group,
Wizard World.
Wizard World. There you go. Yes.
It's a W. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. So that is a company that can do that. But the short notice of this makes me think like
something's wrong.
Yeah, either that money-wise? Or they changed leadership or something, and they were like, we just need to drop everything and switch over to this. I mean, in my opinion, you know, quality. Trumps content quality content trumps anything, right? So like them just changing to this to directly compete and such short notice to just
all right because you, like you said they're just pandering
right
like,
right
they're oh just, we're gaming
right.
games but like it doesn't matter if it's not
right.
interesting or
if anything too it's too late for them to SEO to change anything to actually compete. Like in 10 days, a full rebrand, it's not going to... If someone were Googling, oh, I want to go to an Australia Comic Con...
Yeah, they could have rebranded after this convention. Yeah, yeah. They could have literally, like, once the convention was over, because it's happening, or
at least
soon,
made an announcement at the convention. Yeah, to, like, tell, oh, people, hey, next, yeah, year, exactly, we're going to be
during
more
the
focused,
opening ceremonies, yeah, or whatever. Just be like, next year we're going to be called this, and throughout, yeah, we'll the year focused, we're going to be processing, yeah,
exactly,
this rebranding.
Exactly, and they can promote it throughout the year. 10 days before just sounds like somebody
it sounds kind of sketchy at the same time.
I don't know about sketchy. More like somebody forgot that they maybe were supposed to be doing that. Like down, like someone wrote down in the book, like, oh yeah, we should rename the con. And then they flipped to the page, like, oh shit, we forgot about that. We should do that.
We have a cosplay contest we need to open. Fuck.
10 days. Yeah, that just sounds, something's weird. That should not have happened.
It's so weird.
Like, if, unless they had, yeah, doesn't make sense unless they got like some weird advertising deal or some type of partnership that forced them into that. I don't know why. And from a business perspective, I don't know why either. Like, I'm not their business manager, so I can't tell you what's happening, but in my opinion, that's not right. But anyway, that's minor deal. It is stupid. Yeah, that's overall, and I don't agree with why they did, or they didn't really give a reason, I guess. They could just do whatever they want.
No,
because
it's their companies, but they can just be like, yeah. It's making people not happy, though.
Yeah,
obviously.
I totally get that.
And the people, you know, you rely on the people.
Yeah.
So.
Similar with the drama that's happening with NewCon, too. It's just like, leadership sometimes needs...
For those who don't know, NewCon is a smallish con in Portland that is new.
Yeah. They,
a couple
they,
years old.
Yeah,
five,
they kickstarted themselves.
Yeah, they kickstarted
which
themselves.
Which is impressive. Mm-hmm. And they were actually able to get it together. But, yeah, I mean, we've heard reports that... people do wish it, leadership
it's
changed.
It's very known about NewCon.
Is it?
Within, I don't know if...
that world?
NewCon doesn't get really out, I don't think, past the Pacific Northwest, but I've seen posts about NewCon on my Facebook and about how they are very shady and mm-hmm. and the money-wise, like, they're not paying people. They don't,
oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
They don't pay people who work for them or guests or stuff like that, and it's all down to literally one person, and, you know... you can't get rid of them because they're the leader. Anyways, so yeah, it's super weird. Nyx, you'll have to tell us, because I think she's going. I think she's going. Nyx, you'll have to tell us how it was and if and how everything kind of panned out, because I'm interested now to see if the con itself is messy.
Right.
You know. We're going to be in Texas mid-May, 12th through the 15th.
Yes.
We'll be in Dallas and Houston. We do have photo shoots open, but Dallas is currently full. We have started a wait list, so if you want to be on the wait list, you can for Dallas, just in case someone cancels. I mean, it's right. not... it can happen.
Yes.
But we do have 3 spots open for Houston, and that's on the weekend. It's like Friday and Saturday spots, so it's like super prime time spots. If you're interested in those, you can go to elitecosplay.com/Texas2017. That's Texas 2017. And you can read all the information and then throw us an email if you're interested, or if you have friends that live in the Houston-ish area or is able to drive there, tell them about it, because sometimes it's hard for us to get the word out.
Yeah.
And a lot of our people that we work with are actually word of mouth. So
yeah.
If you have friends that you think would be interested, let them know that we're coming. And okay, back to it. Anime Expo for the Masquerade, which I believe is like a cosplay contest type thing. Every con has like names
different name
their
for
things
yeah.
differently. Like, to me, a Masquerade is like a ball
where
you wear
yeah.
a mask. But a lot of quite a few some cons are kind of going away from it. I kind of noticed, like, they just literally call it the cosplay contest now.
Mm-hmm.
But Anime Expo, it's probably a combo. We've never actually been because that line is freaking ridiculous at Anime Expo. But the Masquerade does include a cosplay contest. I don't know if that's the whole thing, but that's part of it. Anime Expo recently, like, as of when they put up the sign up, they removed the novice division. So there's like levels.
Okay.
So you can be like novice, intermediate, whatever. And
I feel like that's not very great strategy. Tiers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
not
you don't want a super beginner to compete against someone who's been making cosplay or is amazing at it and has won 20 awards.
But what's preventing somebody who's been making it forever who and just trying to compete in the lower class and winning the lower class.
There's probably some sort of review process that
they do. Yeah, I would
like
to see that. Anyway, continue.
That's not part of the story, Kevin. All right.
Give me the drama.
I can research that for you, or I'm sure somebody else knows, because somebody that somebody listens has probably competed at one of these. So they removed the division. So it means that people who are, you know, newbies at cosplaying, or don't, you know, or want to start at that skill, because, you know, if a lot of these contests do have divisions, so if you want to kind of move your way up in a way, you start at the bottom. So they removed it, and people are saying that now that they removed the entry level kind of tier, that cosplayers won't enter because they don't feel that they're the next tier.
Right.
And so they feel like they're shunning like newer cosplayers from competing because it's intimidating. But you don't see that's a problem.
I mean,
It says novices of today, because there's a master class, which I think is like probably the top. It says novices of today can't become the masters of tomorrow without a pathway to get there.
Sure.
Support the whole community.
Sure. I mean, but there's also the other side of the conversation of, we don't have time for this, and we have our stages booked, so what we can do, what can we cut? Right? And the other thing is that Anime Expo could do is just get a big convention center. It's a timing issue, right? That's totally what this boils down to.
It appears from what I'm seeing, which I guess I can do more research, but it appears that the first level is intermediate.
Right.
Which
does cut out novice.
Can you imagine just like trying something and it's like intermediate and you're like, well, I'm not there yet, you know?
Right. But then
I doubt it's a time. I mean, it's Anime Expo. They can do whatever the
Yeah, but they don't have
flip
enough
a flap
room.
They want.
We already know that they're limited on space, so it's just like, what else are they going to do? I think it's a time thing from their perspective. I think that
like they have too much stuff in the main hall.
The other thing too is probably the audience that attends the novice level is probably a lot lower than, you know, because it's probably taking a main stage event. It's probably a low attendance event. So
okay, there were three tiers.
Yes.
Novice, intermediate, master. Now there's only two.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only three. It's not two.
Listen, a pathway for growth is one thing. Like, I'm sure there are many other California cons, small cons, private cons, like things at college events and stuff like that, that will satisfy the novice tier. I think that they had a lot of applicants probably, but low attendance. Which just drives an issue to the attendees of
low attendance to the masquerade.
Well, low attendance to that specific part of the event, right? Like just for the judging of the novice level.
Okay, I mean, it says a total of 35 entries will be allowed to compete. Why can't you, you know?
But see,
you have your number, and then you split it up.
But see, now you have more like. Okay, you have 35, then at that point you could only have like 10, 10, 10, right? Or 12, 12, 12, whatever, 36.
If you wanted, you don't have to eliminate it. You can make maybe the novice group a little smaller.
But then that's just the same thing. What's the point of like if you have,
because you can actually
four
get in.
People in novice
know.
And then like the rest is dedicated to intermediate and expert. It's just
I'm
masters.
Just saying it's like you had it last year and then this year it's just like not
it's a,
allowed.
It's a timing thing. That's what I'm boiling it down to.
They're also taking it very seriously because people are very mad about it. But they said they'd talk about it in the next meeting.
No, they're not going to do it. I guarantee you. They won't bring it back. There's no reason. I mean, I don't want to be mean to people that want to compete and want to jump in at the novice level. Mm-hmm. It's very respectable. But at the scale that Anime Expo operates at, I can see them justifying it as saying it just takes up too much time and we don't have enough people attending this particular part of it. That's it. They could absolutely make the argument because they are in the United States the biggest anime convention.
Yeah, they anime under anime. Yeah.
So yes, they could probably just lop off novice and say, go to your local events, go to smaller events and participate there. And then once you get comfortable at participating in these smaller events, then you'll feel comfortable at intermediate.
What if that was like your dream? Like this one girl said, I've been working on my cosplay for 8 months to compete in the novice and now I can't.
Then apply for intermediate. Like why are you, like, if you don't have the if you've spent that much time and effort, then what? Why not just apply for the next class up? I mean, if it's the same number of slots... Because
you don't have the skills, maybe, to be intermediate.
But if it's the same number of slots, then why not, right? Because if they were going to offer 12 slots per group...
What if you had the skills enough to get into novice, but you don't have the skills enough to get into intermediate? Because now you're competing with people who have been doing it for a while.
Like, I can see why people are upset, but then again, I will say, you know, yes, you've been working on that for 8 months. Then, you know, defer another 2 months onto it for the next convention that's nearby you.
All right.
I know that's disappointing to hear, but sometimes people have to tell you the bad news to tell you to say, like, you know, where are you going to improve and how are you going to do it?
Yep.
That's just my thoughts on it.
All right. I just think it's... The con is 2 months away, so that's a lot of time, kind of. But I think if you were looking forward to it, it's like, especially since all these years prior, it's been there.
Yeah.
And I think, like, it's the case again, kind of in a way, in a lot smaller way, like the Supernova thing. It's like maybe last year they could have been like, FYI.
Yeah.
This will be the last year. I mean, they probably didn't think about it right. Until they had a meeting recently.
This one I can see as being a little different, though.
I know, it's like a lot smaller scale, but it's like, right. I think it's because announced the masquerade, they just like put it out there. Like there was no like pre-warning, I guess.
Right. This one, yeah, this is. Like,
so when people went to go sign up because they announced it on their Twitter and then they clicked the link and then it literally has a bullet point that says, no novice.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, unfortunate, I think it's...
It probably did run long.
Right.
I think the masquerade at Anime Expo was like 4 hours long. Yeah, so.
I mean, imagine all the set changes and crap like that. Ugh, so much. So much.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can make the argument, too, that, like, the novice doesn't have the skill set to be able to turn over the stage fast enough for the next group to move on. And that just causes more issues and more delays.
I assume you have to have it pretty tight to apply. They had all these rules, like audio and, like, all shit had to be, like...
Yeah.
I can't even imagine, but...
Like I said, that's the perfect opportunity. That's why smaller cons are there, to absorb these kinds of more novice groups.
All right.
This is my opinion. I could be wrong. Please yell at me in the comments. I'd appreciate that.
I don't know. I mean, I don't have... I think I just feel bad for people.
No, I mean, that's a perfectly normal human emotion. But you see, when you talk to a robot like me, it's fine. Like, I acknowledge it in the list of commands. Like, this is an unfortunate thing, and it's not cool. But from the programmatic side and other things that you have to mush around in a schedule to make things happen,
yep,
it's not the worst thing that they could cut.
Yep. All right. Well, I mean, I do agree. Yeah, there are smaller cons that you could probably, you know,
get comfortable at,
practice, and then when you feel comfortable to the next level, you can apply to intermediate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Anime Expo is getting too big for its britches.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. That's the other thing. If they could...
Pretty soon there's got to be a cap,
they have to scale up, yeah.
There's going to have to be a cap. Or is there a cap...
Or go to a bigger convention.
That convention center is pretty big.
San Diego Comic... Oh, no, San Diego Comic Con.
They have a cap, too.
Do they?
Yeah. PAX has... Like, everybody has a cap. Well, BlizzCon has a cap.
Right.
I think Anime Expo is going to be the...
Well, I bet what they would do is they would do a Saturday cap is what they would probably end up doing. They're probably not going to do a total attendance cap or an attendance on Saturday cap because that's the busiest day. And that is the day where, like...
I would say Saturday, Sunday. Well, this year it's going to be...
Oh, right, because of the 4th of July.
What's day one?
Day one, she's the girl we talked to.
Day one, I think, is Saturday this year. Oh, God.
No. She said, no. Day zero is Thursday. Day one is Friday.
Oh, so it's like a regular con this year?
Except it goes till Tuesday.
I'm so confused. Hang on.
It's 4 days. It's 5 days? 4 days?
Well, they have the day zero that's like open.
Oh, right.
So
right. That's Thursday for sure.
Yeah.
Thursday.
Anime Expo schedule. They just keep
Friday, Saturday,
they keep morphing it to be
Sunday.
Oh, you
Thursday,
know what?
Friday.
No, it's off. Whoa. Yes. Okay. So day zero is Friday. Day one is Saturday.
What day is the fourth?
Tuesday.
Ah, okay.
That's the last day.
So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Wow, 5 day con.
Because Anime Expo started morphing their schedule to be on 4th of July.
Right.
Or one of the dates to be on, because people have that day off typically from
right.
work and stuff. So this year, the busy days are going to be Sunday, Monday, which is so weird to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh, Monday's a busy day.
Yeah.
Look at Kevin. He's like, wow.
Because next year, that means that 4th of July is on a Wednesday.
That'll be day one, I bet.
Day one?
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the middle of the week.
Yeah.
I don't think they've come across this time
in 8 years now.
Yeah. Well, because they only started doing this 4th of July thing like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So before it was just the weekend before the 4th of July or the weekend like right after the 4th of July.
It didn't necessarily include the 4th of July.
So it didn't have to be on the 4th, but now they're like, they make it on the 4th and that, oh, okay. Well, after Anime Expo this year, we'll be talking about that because that'll be funny.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that.
I mean, last year it worked out okay because we came back home.
We keep coming home on the 4th of July. Yeah. So
we were able to see the fireworks and drunk people stumbling around.
Oh God, guys, that was so weird. Coming home on the 4th of July, we came home at night.
We landed at 9 or 10.
No, it was like 8. And then we took the bus home. There's a light rail in Seattle that goes from the airport to downtown Seattle. And then we live pretty close to downtown Seattle. So we just were taking the bus home. We were literally the only way. Like downtown Seattle, which is usually has at least some people in it. It was completely empty.
Right.
It was like Kevin and me. And then this like drunk guy who was
just got out of the
talking
hospital.
Talking about his regrets in life.
Yes.
And then we got on the bus. And then there was like walked to our apartment and there's like a car crashed into a house.
Yeah. Drunk people stumbling
down the hill. Drunk people screaming and we're like, what is happening?
Right.
The apocalypse
we were able to catch
is now
the fireworks still.
We did, right?
Yeah.
It was on the walk home. Like we were literally got off the bus and it was like pew.
No. We oh yeah, it must have been.
We caught it like right when
we just caught it. Yeah. It was really well timed.
It was really funny. I forgot about that. I think I blocked it out because it was like a zombie apocalypse situation. Anyways. I also want to say I've been streaming on Twitch. I usually do it about 3 days a week because that's how I feel good committing wise. Typically, like right now, it's kind of been Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. You can also go on my channel and look at my schedule, which I change all the time. And I also make announcements on Twitter, but I stream.
Holly doesn't make announcements on Twitter.
I do sometimes.
I tell her to tweet it out anytime she
sometimes.
Streams. And never.
Laura,
she's like, oh no,
Laura,
I don't want to.
Laura, back me up. Laura, back
sometimes.
Me up. If you're listening to this,
sometimes.
Back me up. In the comments, just
no,
back
no.
Me
you
up.
Saying sometimes is very. Yeah, sometimes. 1 in 10. That's sometimes. Yes.
Okay. Anyways.
Yeah. You just have to. Now this puts Holly in accountability mode. Holly, on this date, I said you don't tweet it out, so continue, please. I'd like to see you tweet it out more. If you'd like to see Holly tweet out when she streams, tweet her on Twitter and tell her that we need to know. And that's at @EliteCosplay. Wait, @Elite_cosplay on Twitter. Look at this face she's making at me. Oh, wait. We're not doing this on video anymore. She's making a face at me.
I was like holding my breath that whole time. It was really hard. Yes, I'm on Twitch. It's just Elite Cosplay. I stream photo editing that we do. So like tomorrow I'll be streaming SakuraCon stuff. And I also stream us making cosplays, the ones that we'll be making for Anime Expo, which is in like high stress mode right now because it's coming sooner than I thought. It is soon.
Yes.
So yeah, you can watch that if you want and hang out. I know some of you do that, so thank you.
Doo-doo.
Just kidding. We had something to talk about. This is awkwardly cut in. Go, Kevin.
Oh, well, this week, Overwatch released an update.
They did. It's the Uprising?
Yes, Uprising. It is a holiday in the Overwatch World universe. So it's not like a tradition. Like,
oh, it's actually a holiday in their universe? Yeah, yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, or it's going to be a yearly event for them. So the, as the game ages, it'll every year this will happen.
Let's
so.
Talk about them sexy skins, though, because, I mean, those of you who don't, I don't play Overwatch. Kevin does.
She just watches me play.
I watch him. Well, I don't really sometimes watch you play. I watch people on, Kevin likes to watch people on Twitch play, so that's kind of where I see it. But you can really appreciate the some of the skins that they have. They're very cool looking. They do a lot of the holiday ones, like Chinese New Year, Christmas, you know, blah, 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 blah. So they since whenever they do a big update, they always update a few of the skins for the characters that they have.
Yep.
Kevin, which one's your favorite?
Genji.
Genji.
The Black Watch Genji.
Who, for future reference, if we ever mention him again, Kevin and I call him Gengu, so just in FYI.
Just, yes. Because we know we're saying it wrong, but it's funny to say Gengu for some reason.
Anyways, Genji is a Japanese character.
He is.
And, one of the Yamada brothers. As you can tell by the name. It's very sexy.
The skin? Yes. Yes.
So it's very sleek looking. Kevin would like to cosplay it.
I would.
I don't have the skills.
Looks very good. Yes, yes.
They also updated, I also like Widowmakers and McCree's.
McCree's.
I like McCree all the, has I like all the
rotating spurs now on his boots.
McCree's kind of a cowboy style character, and he has spurs that just move. I don't know.
Well, okay, yeah, they didn't move in the other skins.
So, oh, they like, didn't?
No, yeah, it's weird that they made them move now. So,
huh?
Like when you rotate them and shake them around,
yeah,
like
they move with him.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know it's such a minor thing, but it's like
everybody likes
and
it.
And then
though.
They didn't retroactively do it for the other skins.
I was gonna
so
say,
like,
did they? Like apply
no,
it to the
no,
other
this
ones.
Is the only skin.
It's special.
Or the Spurs so, turn. I know it's stupid, but
the thing is, the Uprising event is like back in the past. So all right. The characters are
30
younger.
Years ago.
It's not 30.
It's not 30?
No, Mercy's like 37. She's not 7 in the Uprising. It's like, to me, it's like 10 years ago.
All right.
Everybody keeps saying 30. I'm like, all these characters would be toddlers if it was 30 years ago. There's no way.
What if they're even older? What if Mercy's actually like 57?
If you go to their like wiki, she's like late 30s or something. So they're all a little bit, they're all younger and stuff.
Yeah, Mercy's pretty hot.
She's always pretty hot. So it's very cute to see a couple of them younger or before things happened to them, like certain robotic things.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I feel like on Overwatch, and I've said this to you a bajillion times, almost every character has a robot aspect. Not all of them. There's characters who do not, but like I could scream them
most
all.
Of them,
there's
yeah.
a lot of robotiness in Overwatch. There's actual robot characters, and then there's people that have like robot
augmented.
Arms,
yeah.
robot legs. Yeah. All the time.
It's the future, baby.
Oh, okay.
You can lose things in war and then get them
and
back.
And then get it back.
Wait, what movie did we watch that just had that? Oh, Logan. The
Who
bad guy, the main bad guy had like a robotic arm.
Oh.
I don't know if you remember.
I didn't know. I was too distraught that whole movie. I had like depression.
Depression.
I don't know. I was trying to think of a better word than that. I just said
jabronis.
Depression. Anyways, so maybe Kevin will actually cosplay from one of the new Black Watch skins because they are very sexy.
I cannot be Grizzly as McCree. But...
I know. I was gonna try to like low key make you the McCree cosplay and then be like ta da, but then he has like that crazy facial hair and I'm like, oh Kevin.
Yeah, I can't do that.
It's like shaved. It's very Wolverine-esque, actually.
Yeah, it is.
But I was like, oh, I don't know if there's a way I could actually like
black
fake
cowboy hat.
Fake that. Yeah, you could buy that. And his outfit.
My forearms and hands are not as big as they are.
Actually, all the characters are really beefy. All the male characters.
No, McCree especially. I don't know if
his arms are very beefy.
I don't know if their artists had issues with proportions, but his hands are gigantic.
Yeah, people have been pointing that out.
It's
they're
gigantic.
Like bigger
it's,
than his head.
Yeah, they're way huge. Yeah, yeah. But
anyways,
just wear some padded gloves or something.
Maybe.
Like you can't actually remove the gun because it's just like the Hulk hands. Like
maybe.
My hands will go inside and that's it.
Yeah,
could just take the whole cans and spray them black.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you'll see something from Kevin with that.
Anyway.
I wanted to cosplay something with you if you were going to do the Black Watch Genji.
What would you do?
I don't know, though, because I'm not really, like, the only one I'm, like, super into is, like, the Halloween version of Mercy, which if you guys haven't seen, it's very adorable. And a lot of people have already done it, so it's been cosplayed and stuff. But that's, like, the only one I find cute. And, like, I think they're all cute, but for me personally and, like, my body and, like, what I like, that's the only one. So I don't think I can unless a skin gets released in the future and I'm like, I need it. But anyways.
Beach Party May. I don't know.
Hey, we saw one of those.
Did we?
Kinda at SakuraCon.
Oh yeah, I guess so.
She was wearing a bikini and then she had like a wrap on. I couldn't quite figure it out. But anyways.
Anyway.
This was an insertion.
And back to our regular schedule program.
Anyways, that is the 84th episode of Elite Cosplay Podcast. Thank you for hanging out with us. If you live in Tejas and you want to shoot with us, elitecosplay.com/Texas2017.
Or if you live in Seattle and you want to shoot with us, info@elitecosplay.com.
Or Vancouver or Portland or wherever.
Yes, we can drive too. So we'll accommodate.
Yeah. All right. See you guys next time.
Next week. Okay, bye.
Bye.